All right, Turbo, what do you got for me today?
Andrew Tate got arrested for human trafficking charges.
Okay.
EDP 445 is dying. The holidays have come and gone.
Thank God.
And the NFL holds its breath.
All right, looks like we got our word cut out for us. This is going to be a good episode. Let's ride!
I thought it was us to the end. Can we still be friends?
Can we slow down?
I won't let anyone in. You'll never see me again.
It's raining so fucking hard outside, and it's not because of me this time. Like, it just decided to rain in California. There's a big storm here. Thank Christ. Spitting fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. The second I say it, it started raining harder. Been fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Purple Room Recordings, episode 120. Where are we? There's so many episodes now, dude, but there's not enough episodes. That's the fucking problem. 127? 126? How you guys doing? It's been tremendous. It's been a crazy time. I've been gone for a little bit, as I always am. It's just a part of my personality, apparently, to just disappear and reappear like a phoenix or a bat or a spider or some shit. I hope everybody's doing good. I hope everybody had a happy holiday. Hope you guys are safe. Hope everybody didn't lose their mind, because that's what these times tend to do to us. These holidays, you pay attention to everybody but you. You don't put yourself first. It's been a long few weeks. Think again, like, I love the holidays. I love seeing my friends. I love wishing people a Merry Christmas and shit, but by God, I'm happy when it's done. I can't be the only person that feels that way. I'm just glad that it's over. It came and it went and it was fun and it was great, but goodbye. Now, this is going to be a full fucking episode, but let me jump ahead really quick for my last topic, just so I can address it now. DeMar Hamlin, man, what a tragedy. Something like that to happen on national television. His whole family was there, his teammates, the whole city of Buffalo. My heart goes out to you guys. I'm going to put the link in the description of this episode. He has a toy drive and a GoFundMe. As of like right now, I think it's sitting at like $6 million, 5.5 mil last time I checked. Please, if you have anything to donate, you know, $1, 50 cents, however much, or, you know, you can just wish the family well. Please try your best. He went in for a pretty standard tackle, and he went into cardiac arrest. He had to get carted off. The ambulance had to come on the field, give him CPR. It was a nightmare. So I'm really praying for him, and I hope that everything ends up working out with him, because that shouldn't happen to a man that young. That was extremely scary to see, and I don't know what it must have been like for his mother and his family to witness that too. But to warm up, I want to talk about this Daryl Brooks case, because it's literally like the only thing I've been watching in my leisure time is every nook and cranny and bit and piece of this guy just acting a goddamn fool and saying objection and screaming grounds at the top of his lungs, even though he has no legal standing on anything he's saying. It has to be by far my favorite activity to do right now when I'm not doing anything else. Fuck, you know what? I take that back. I'll be taking a shower and I'll listen to this guy. I'll be washing dishes and I'll listen to this guy. I'll study and I'll listen to this fucking guy. Judge Jennifer Doro is putting this man in his place. So if you don't know anything about Daryl Brooks, let me give you a really quick rundown. In 2021, he ran over a 71 people, or he injured 61 people and killed 6. One of them was a little boy. Absolute wackadoo. Nothing, absolutely nothing about this guy is sane, obviously. And he wanted to represent himself in court, this kangaroo court. And the only person that was able to hold it together and keep her composure, because this guy was infuriating, was Judge Jennifer Doro. and she put him in his place. He got sentenced. He got six life sentences and a bunch of other years added up along with that. And fucking good. I'm not going to go too deep in it. I have a video about it. I've a video coming out about it in a few days. But goddamn, talk about just raunchiness, dude. He gets in an argument with his baby mother. It doesn't go the way that he does. Her friends show up and stop him. Oh, I got my hair done. Look, you see this shit? Shout out to BSD. You see that? You see that? You see that? But they get into an argument. He's in a red SUV, and the guy just takes off like a bat out of hell, and he drives down this street called White Rock in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and there was a Christmas parade downtown, and he just drives through the whole parade, breaking through barricades, honking his horn, and as like a, I'm not sure why the fuck he was honking his horn, to be honest with you. He said, oh, why would somebody, one of his questions to somebody that he was cross-examining, a person that witnessed, eyeball witnessed him running people over, by the way. He said, why would somebody be honking their horn if they were, when they're driving a car? And she was like, maybe to get people's attention, maybe to stop. And he's like, was the car, so the car was honking their horn. It's like, well, I mean, you honk your horn and you still ran over like 64 people, you know? So it doesn't really fucking make a difference, does it? He's gone. He's out of here. I hope he gets that Wonder Bread bag and olive oil. I am so serious. That guy is terrible, but it was pure gold to watch him get sunned by a grown ass woman in a courtroom. So that was cool. Now to the regularly scheduled programming of this episode. Andrew Tate, love that guy. Fucking bitch. I love him. And that bold, what's the word I'm looking for? Incel minded chrome dome head of his. recently just got arrested for human trafficking charges, and this isn't the and I've been informed that this isn't the first time that this has happened to him. So he got getting arrested once for something like that is crazy. And I wasn't even aware that he got arrested for human trafficking. Like, who the fuck knew that? Now he went in again, and he got the car that he's always boasting about, along with like 10 other cars. He got them impounded. You're not gonna seize somebody's possessions unless you're sure that they fucking did something, you know what I mean? So he might be facing little time. So how all of this happened was he got into an argument on Twitter with somebody named Greta Thunberg. I had no idea who she was going into this. She's an environmentalist, big on saving the planet, really cool for her. And she has Asperger's, which is I didn't write that down, but this is apparently like that's something that people associate with her. I wouldn't have known if I didn't know. He was trying to tell her on Twitter how many cars he has, and you know, I can send you an email or some shit. I'll put it right here. I don't fucking care. And she replied back with, go fuck yourself. You have a small dick.com. Something funny. Immediately blew up, became one of the most liked tweets on the timeline or something like that. Really, really fucking the guy got owned, bro. It is raining so hard. Anyway, guy got fucked, and he makes a response video telling her like, oh yeah, you got me. I skipped through it. Listening to him talk is so fucking, he's got that, I don't know what it is about his voice. It's like, I just can't listen to him speak. It's like, ugh. So I just skipped through it, and he brings these pizza boxes into the frame. And now these pizza boxes were some, like, they're from a place that's exclusive to Romania, which is where he was at the time. And that's how authorities were able to arrest him, because of that fucking video that he posted. And it's like, hey, he's in Romania, let's fucking go get him. So he got shit on. Ridiculous. Low-key exposing himself by posting a video on fucking Twitter responding to Greta. I'm pretty sure I'm saying her name right. That perfectly shaved bald dome of his couldn't think to himself, like, what if authorities were able to pinpoint where I am? Like, how hard could it be? What's the worst that could happen? You're in the slammer now. Dope. You're in there. And what is it like? You got your cars impounded. You're in there the report said that he's going to be in there for 30 days. I can't wait to see what happens. I don't know if he's guilty or not. I don't think anybody is, but I'm just saying, like, getting your shit impounded is not a good sign. So we're going to have to wait and see. More on that guy later on, is Andrew Tate even really somebody that like when you look at him, when you look at someone like this fucking guy, right? Doesn't it seem like there's something up with him? Am I the only one that thinks that? When he first came onto the scene as this, like, I'm going to use the biggest quotation marks possible, alpha male mindset, which, you know, incels eat like candy. One, his voice was ass. Like, I don't want to listen to that. And two, like, his message overall is, I guess it's supposed to be, like, inspiring for the fucking 90-pound weakling, you know, so you can feel strong or whatever. I don't follow this guy. I just don't, like, just anti, bro. But him and his perfectly shaved head just came onto the scene, and I'm looking at it, and I'm staring at this fucking guy, and I'm like, I don't know why you're famous. I'm not sure why people are referring to you as Top G, but you're hiding something. Like, there's something about you that people don't know, and I'm not sure you want them to know what it is. And Lord and fucking behold, boom, it's something like this. Again, I don't know if he's convicted, but it does not look good for a Chrome Dome Tate. It does not look cool for him right now. But we're, you know, more to come. Can't fucking wait to see what happens to that guy. Okay. But, you know, that situation was just really weird. Fucking guy, man. How? Like, just putting it in perspective, right? If I'm doing dirt and I know that I'm moving shit, it doesn't matter what it is at this point, right? But if I know that I'm going, there's a chance that I can be taken in for something that is really fucking bad, like human trafficking, for example. Oh, I pulled that out of my ass. Like, you know, I don't have a reference or anything. And then you put, it's just so good. It's so good, dude. These pizza boxes that are from Romania. I want to know how it happened. Like, someone said, or there was somebody that's like his FBI agent was like, whoop, whoop. And they fucking found him. And it's like, hey, isn't this pizza joint only in Romania or whatever the fuck, however it works? They locked us and they got him. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What happens next? What happens next? Can anybody tell me? Are we making bets? Are we making bets on what's going to happen to Andrew Tate? I'll bet $50 that they actually do convict him with something and he is a part of some sort of fucked up underground ring. I'll bet money. Again, I'm saying this out of my mouth. I have no fucking idea. I don't know shit about him. But what I do know is the vibe I get from him is fucking weird. He's bald. He's fucking bald. He has that nice car, a 2.8 mil car. You know, anybody can get that. But the way he bragged about that car and how he had a bunch of other cars and how it seemed like, again, like outside looking in, I don't know anything about him. I don't know how he makes his money. But just looking at him, it's like, how are you rich? Like, how do you have connections? Like, how do you have all this shit? It's not legit. It's not, but that's my opinion. That's just how it looks to me. If you think otherwise, like if you're like, sure, yeah, I know what you're saying. Shut the fuck up, Drapion. You don't know what you're talking about. Fuck you. I love Andrew Tate. Eat dick, nigga. You fucking weird for liking him. But we're just more to come. I hope him and that bald head aren't stressing too hard in jail. Because that motherfucker, the chances of him going away for a long time, going into the fucking pokey, not looking good. Oh, now this is something that I've been waiting all day to talk about this. So if you don't know, this guy named EDP445, his name stands for Eat That Pussy 445. And if you look at him, he looks like he's eating everything but pussy. Because, yeah, damn, this a lot of cupcakes, most likely. But he Originally, he busted out on the YouTube scene about 7 years ago as the Angry Eagles fan. He was a pretty, his content has never been wholesome, but it was very entertaining, especially around the time the Eagles were kind of shit or figuring out like what they wanted to do. And he would react to the Eagles every time they lost, every time they won, if something happened, trade happened. And he was a very deep, like, he was probably the biggest Eagles fan on earth. And we all know how Eagles fans are. They're fucking dumb. A little bit. You guys are a little dumb. A little bit. Ever since you guys, tangent here, you guys won the Super Bowl and somebody ran out of that building and said, "Oh my God, the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl. I'm so happy. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go outside and eat horse shit." And then you have this guy EDP representing you guys. You guys are a little stunad. I'm just fucking saying. If you want to debate it, if like wherever the Eagles go in the playoffs, so you guys are having a hell of a season right now. Do you guys have another spokesperson that's not busted? Because the reference is that we had not even me, everybody in the NFL world. Like, we don't have you guys. Your fan base don't look good. You eat shit, and you're. Your biggest fan, like one of the guys, or the guy that represented you guys the hardest, ended up being a pedophile. So, I don't know. But fucking internet meme, personality, and pedophile. That's what I have written down here as words to describe EDP. After being shoveled the fuck off of the internet because he got caught up trying to ask a little... Oh my God, this whole story makes my head hurt. So he got fucking jebaited. He got bean boozled by these two guys. One of the other guys had something weird about him. I'm just going to run past this. He shows up. He says that he's there for a cupcake. You a damn lie. And he gets exposed. They have the transcripts. They bust it out. He ends up running YouTube, Twitter, you know, TikTok. They all just delete his ass. A year or two later, he ends up like coming back, resurfacing. And this year, like, he actually started to make headway in some of his shit because I guess people just didn't give a fuck of the fact that the guy's pedophile. Like, he likes children, and that's weird and that's not cool, and we shouldn't sanction that. You shouldn't support somebody that is comfortable with saying that. Or like, there's literal evidence of this shit, but he gets caught up again. And I'm a part of this. I joined it a long, long time ago, and I got an update, or I got a post notification on Reddit one day saying that EDP had stage 5 liver cancer, or liver cancer, stage 5 kidney failure. And I'm like, what? So I open it, and I'm reading the column, and it says that EDP had stage 5 kidney failure, and he won't live past 2025, and this is the source and all this shit. And I'm like, okay. That's interesting. I immediately went to my Instagram, made a quick video about it. You know, time goes on. Then on Twitter, I see the same thing. Like, it wasn't even that big before, but now that it's on Twitter, more people got exposed to it. It's like, oh shit, this is real. And then a few days ago, EDP came out and he said that he broke the news to everybody. Like, he gave validity to the situation. Yes, I have stage 5 kidney failure. Said that he's going to experience a full shutdown of his kidneys pretty soon. Listen, man, like, justice works in really weird fucking ways. Can't fuck kids, bro. Can't. And he didn't go to jail for it either. And he didn't really fuck. And he didn't fuck a child, to my knowledge. You know, because you never really know, right? You know, I'm not his fucking priest. I'm not his pastor. I'm not his God. I'm not gonna sit here and speculate. I just know what I know. Damn, I love the rain so fucking much. Anyway, so the guy very clearly needs some sort of divine intervention, and I hope he doesn't get it because fuck him. Fuck him. Is that wrong for me to say? Why? Why though? But like a roach, he comes up and he rises from the dead and he makes a name for himself. And right when he is like on and popping again, he drops this news on people. And now my question is, how many of you can be honest, this is a safe space, I won't judge you. How many of you were really fans of his? Because I was. Before I knew anything about him being a weirdo and, you know, and being like half it or half an incel, a whole incel. But he would just tell stories on his YouTube channel, and he'd fucking break shit when the Eagles lost, and he would he'd have these live streams that were funny as fuck. Like, he was a really likable guy. And then he just turns into this, or it's not even like he turns into, because he's been this person his whole life. And that's the part that's always sad. You know, when somebody that you deeply admired, let me scoot up, someone that you deeply admire, or I didn't deeply admire him, I was on his YouTube channel like all the time. And then all this shit comes out about, you know what? I take that back. I stopped being a fan of EDP when he started shitting on women openly. That was fucking weird. Like, he had a few bad relationships, and he made a few videos explaining like the turbulence between his relationships and shit. And like, I thought that was, I'm like, okay, I get to find out a little more about him. You don't think very highly of women, but you know, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt of you, one, like, you, these are all relationships, like all, they all seem like you haven't been in a relationship before other than like these three individuals. And two, it's like, you know, that's his immediate way of expressing his emotions, is to yell and to scream and to cuss and to, you know, say a whole bunch of really bad slurs, you know. So that's just who he was. And I'm like, all right, I'm not going to judge him. He's still funny. And then he starts just straight up, like, not even trying to hide it, just shitting on women. And it was the weirdest fucking thing. I unsubbed, unsubscribed to everything. His YouTube channel, his Twitter, it's all of it. All of it gone. And then shortly after that, it comes out that he's trying to, or he had more than one interaction with an underage girl via Twitter, and like multiple different social media platforms. And it's like, ugh, fucking nasty. So now it comes out that this fucking guy has stage 5... kidney failure, and he's gonna die soon, I guess. I mean, do you feel bad? I fucking don't. Not really. I mean, you have kidney failure. God damn it. You see this shit? Just spill fucking coffee all over my shirt. Nah, fuck all that. I'm gonna get a new shirt. Hold up.
This is fucking ridiculous. I'm like a goddamn child. Spilling fucking coffee. Coming right out of my mouth like a goddamn baby. Wardrobe change. New hoodie. New hoodie with this.
Let's go. All right, where was I? Yeah, EDP being fucking weird. He has a... I don't even really know what to say. Like, am I supposed to give him an obituary? Oh, here lies EDP. Oh, I'm so sorry, bro. You deserve better, my nigga. Fuck you. Die slow, nigga. You weird. Fucking kids. Children. Is anybody really gonna feel bad for this guy? Nobody is. No one. And that's the part he probably doesn't understand. Nobody is going to feel bad for you. And the people that do, they can fucking die with you too. Eat dick. Fucking weirdo. Wishing death on people is bad. It's wrong. I agree. I'll raise my hand immediately. I got a cross on my fucking locks right now. Right now. I do. I don't wish death on people. At least I don't think I do. Not always. Not often. But this guy is, he's a fucking pedophile, man. Like, am I not supposed to say this shit? Fuck you, dude. Weirdo. So, congratulations, EDP, on your stage 5 kidney failure. Let me know how it goes. Hope it hurts. Holidays are, they came and they went and they're gone. Thank Christ. Am I the only person that feels like I can take a sigh of relief? I can breathe. I can't be the only one. Am I? Because that's nuts. We all love singing Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Laid an Egg, and We Wish You a Merry Christmas and Merry Crisis, Merry Chrysler type beat. We all love that shit. Seeing our family members, watching the ball drop, kissing somebody on New Year's, all beautiful things that you should always be proud and, you know, feel good about. But that doesn't mean it's not stressful. It's extremely hard for people to feel wanted and appreciated during these times because you focus so much on everybody else. And then when the holidays are over, or like in the middle of the holidays, like as you're going on, little pieces of you start to, you know, get sacrificed so you can make everybody else feel happy. It happens to all of us. It's not just, you know, a select few of individuals. I got a lot of rest the past 2 weeks. I took some time off work, just wanted to sleep and like revamp a few things. Like the whole, like, I felt like a little bit of the pod was getting stale, or a lot of it was getting fucking stale. So I just wanted to make a new, like, new format, new fucking plans, do something new. Got a shit ton of sleep. Let me tell you something. I don't think I've slept so much and so good in my life. I was sleeping like 2 days straight in a row, just would not leave the bed. Get up, get a snack, brush my teeth, and then just hit the fucking bed again. 2 days in a row. No guilt. Absolutely none. I worked too fucking hard. It was so good. Felt like I haven't slept ever. It's like my first time sleeping. That's what it felt like. It's like you get to rest. Like someone tapped me on my head, little, you know, one of those. Like little, I'm like, oh, I got to go to sleep. It's fucking tremendous. No, nobody disturbed me. My phone is permanently on do not disturb. It's been like this for about a month now. And oh, why can't I reach you? You don't answer your phone anymore. Nobody was hitting me up to begin with. And two, like, even if you were like, fucking fuck all that, I don't need all that noise. I'm trying to do shit. Trying to figure out how I can strategically steal 5 capybaras out of an enclosure in Florida without a trace. Why would I want you to text me? Why do I need you to call me? I'm trying to plan world domination over here. If I get those capybaras on my side, it's over. It's over. You know what I'm saying? I get those capybaras out of that enclosure and I bring them over here to San Jose. We eat forever. We're not eating them, but we eat good, because it's just that was the main part of my plan. It's like in a movie, right? When the main character like gets that, like, Indiana Jones fucking gets, he tries, he gets, he's got that bag and he's trying to replace the gem with the same weight as the bag. And then the whole thing shakes, but he motherfucker accomplished that goal, and then everybody ate after that, right? That's what I'm trying to do with these capybaras. So if you want to get in the way of that, then what are you going to do? When I get those capybaras, I'm sicking them on you. You don't want to fuck with them. I'm going to dress you up like a banana, a watermelon, an orange. They're just going to nibble away. And then what? Going to just be a fucking stub with kneecaps. It's not my fault. You wanted to get in the way of me getting my bars, bro. Leave me alone. That's why my phone is on do not disturb now. Anyway, the holidays teach us, or like, as you know, through school and through like just different family members, and what we keep seeing repetition every year, you put everybody ahead of you and then you get dealt with last. But the problem with that is if you don't have any energy in the tank, then how the fuck is everybody else supposed to thrive around you? How are you supposed to be the best version of yourself if everybody else is feeding off of your energy? And it's not that they're trying to take it on purpose, like you're doing it out of the kindness of your heart, but that's also energy that you're wasting a little bit, because it's not going back to you. So you're left feeling, you know, sad, and you, like, you need an answer. You just want a fucking hug. You know what I mean? I felt like that during this time. So it's very important to make sure that you come back after all the you know, wish you the Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and all that's done. Just sit in a corner somewhere and do whatever you got to do to come back to reality, because we got work to do. You know what I mean? Do whatever you have to do. Drink a cup of wine, take a shot, you know, play a game of fucking Overwatch 2, do whatever. As long as you can come back and be healthy, because we need you. Don't let anybody make you feel like you're stuck in a bubble. You know what I'm saying? That's something else that I could just hate the fucking holidays. I probably sound like the Grinch, bro. Shout out to Michelangelo for dressing him up like him, because I probably sound like him right now. But the thing that it does that nobody really tells you about the holidays is the thing nobody tells you about the holidays is how quickly it can zap all of your energy. And when something like that, of that magnitude, just happens, just because it'll be quick, you won't even know. Like, a week will go by, a few days will go by of you buying gifts, running around, trying to go to different stores to get specific things for people, or seeing different people and being in, you know, you go to parties and shit, like neutral friend, being in a whole bunch of social environments, and your social battery just fucking plummets. And then you're just, you feel a little empty, and nobody knows, like, what the fuck is going on. So it's like, well, you have to take that time, just sit in a corner, don't do nothing, don't talk to nobody, don't say nothing to nobody. If somebody really gave a fuck, they'd ask. Don't tell nothing to nobody. You don't got to explain yourself to nobody. Just get yourself right. And this can be applied to anything. This doesn't have to be specifically for the holidays. This is just like rule of life. If you don't feel good, if you feel like you can't do something specific anymore, like let's just keep it simple. If your social battery is shot, don't even fucking interact. Don't even try. Fuck all that. Leave me alone. You can say it out loud if you want. Leave me alone. Just let me chill. I can't do it right now. Hey, you want to? Ooh. Phone on do not disturb. I got the fucking notes right here. There's a reason why you can't reach me right now. Just leave me be. If you gave a fuck, you'd ask. Just let me calm down. I'll come to you and I'll be like my regular happy self. But right now I'm not feeling it. So I'm going to take this time, chill, and I'll come back to y'all whenever I feel better. Like, that's just how it be. I need a lot of time like that. Like, it, you know, if you pay close attention to me or to my channels, you notice that I'll release like 5 episodes on a regular schedule and then I'll go black for like 3 weeks. That's kind of why. Like, I just need timeouts in between time with everything. Like, it's not just this, it's my job, my friend, like everything. I just need a lot of personal space where everything just like Lord Payne, almighty push, like everything just fucking has to be stayed, like just keep a distance, and then I'll come back to you guys. If you feel the same way, if you experience the same thing, I'm here for you and you're not alone. Now, again, I really wish you guys had a happy holiday, because even though I'm probably sounding like a total fucking Scrooge right now, I did have a good time. I got to see my best friend. She came back from LA and she visited us. I got to eat a lot of good food. Got a shit ton of sleep. It was so much sleep. It was so good. I woke up one day, I'm like, fuck, am I sleeping? Am I sleeping too much? Do I got cancer or something? Like, what's fuck going on? Like, am I sick? I was sleeping. It was nuts, guys. Like, all I wanted to do was sleep. It was beautiful. Ate a lot of good food, hung out with my family, my beautiful, beautiful family. It was absolutely stupendous. Whew. But yeah, I wish you guys had a happy holiday. I wish you, like, everything that you wanted to do and get off your chest or do whatever got fulfilled, and more to you. Happy fucking New Year. It's 2023. A lot more work to do. A lot more work to do. And I'm happy to do it with you guys. And I'm really happy, really fortunate that I have like some sort of fan base, because I couldn't say that like 2 years ago. You know what I mean? When I was still trying to build shit up, and I'm still trying to build shit up now. But now it's like, you motherfuckers, you guys are weird. Like, y'all like me for some reason. It's crazy. I can't put my finger on why. But y'all low-key fuck with me, and that's not for nothing. You guys are really cool for that, so thank you. But moving on from the holidays, we're going to take a more somber note. So this whole category, like what I'm about to talk about right now, is going to be football related. I know a lot of you don't really fuck with football that much, but this is still a very interesting story, so I'm going to tell you. I'm going to advise you to stay, but if you want to skip, I get it. A player named Damar Hamlin, he's a safety for the Buffalo Bills. He actually, a heart-wrenching scene happened on live television. I'm really happy that they only showed the replay twice. Let me also, like, before I even get started, let me just say, when a horrific injury, or when an injury period happens in the NFL, stop fucking showing it. Show it maybe twice, maybe twice, and then that's it. Like when Dak broke his ankle 3 years ago, bro, that was like they fucking showed that clip everywhere. And then like six times during the broadcast, it's like, we know he broke his ankle. It's a compound fracture. We can fucking see it. You don't need to show that. You know, children watch this shit, right? You know, families watch football, right? Like, that's not what you want them to... You don't want to see shit like that. And this is another situation like that. They did it perfectly. Like, they showed it, I think, three times. I wasn't watching the game originally. It was Monday, and I didn't work. So I was kind of thrown off. I'm like, okay, Monday after I get off work, I can watch the game before I start studying. But I'm like, okay, I'm at my desk. Like, I can watch the game. I look at the game, or I'm watching the game, and I see that all of the players are on a knee. And I'm like, okay, that happens after an injury. And I see the ambulance come out, and I'm like, okay, that's very, it's rare. Like, ambulances usually don't come onto the field all that often. It only happens if, like, a severe concussion happens, or if the player can't move their neck and they need to put a brace on and you don't want to cart them off. So that's usually why that happens. But after they said that it was really bad, and Josh Allen and Joe Burrow look all fucked up. Josh Allen was crying. I'm like, what happened? So I go to Twitter and I look up the video, and I'm like, oh, that's not good. That's not good at all. That's very, very sad. It looked like a perfect regular tackle. You know, that an everyday tackle that you make in the NFL. You've seen hundreds of them if you watch football. And he stands up. It looked like he said a few words. And then he just loses his balance and he falls back. And it was shocking to see, because I thought Ty Higgins, the guy that got tackled, I thought he was the one that was going to, like, come up with the injury. So seeing Damar fall, it was like, oh, like that was very, very jarring. And I don't even know what that would, I can't say sorry enough to his family, like, having to witness that. They were at that game. The whole city of Buffalo, my heart goes out to you guys. Like, I am so sorry that everybody had to experience that. And I'm praying for this boy's life. Please bless him. My God, he's been in critical condition since the incident happened. I think he's still in critical condition right now as of recording this podcast. I just hope that he makes it, you know. And he's showing good signs, like good spirits. His uncle is giving updates whenever he can. And it's always seeming like things are progressively, like slowly but surely, getting better. But, you know, this is a dangerous... It's like things like this wake people up and make you think, like, oh my God, this is like, it's a dangerous game. And it's fucking, the coincidence is weird. Let me walk you guys through this, right? So a player, I don't know, something Uche, he was 34 years old. He passed away. And I'm like, oh my fucking God, 34? 34? And he died of, like, heart failure or something. I'm like, what the fuck? You're a young man. 34 years old dying of heart failure? It's like, the fuck? That never happens. And, you know, you look into, like, some of the... I didn't look too much into it, but I was just shocked by that. And that made me want to, like, you know, go down my rabbit hole of... Like the fucking dark, the shit that you don't get to see in the NFL. You know what I mean? The stories you don't, that don't get told, the people that you don't hear from anymore, the positions that get hit the hardest, things that like the general population of people don't want you to know. The biggest thing. So when I was watching, like quick note, I was watching this show. You might have seen it. It's called The Boys. You know how like they're all superheroes and they're like the fucking they're epitome of good and they want to help you and they save lives, but behind the scenes they're just a bunch of like money grubbing, narcissistic cocksuckers, and you don't expect them to be because of the persona that they put up. And I see that as like the NFL to a certain extent. I don't know what players, I don't know what teams, I don't know what organizations, but there's enough money, right, in the NFL for things like this to get like swept under the rug. I'm not talking about DeMar anymore. When I am, I'll let you know, but now I'm just on a tangent. So that happens, and I go down this rabbit hole of like just bugged out shit that you don't get to hear about, that you don't get to see, things that you don't get, like, for example, right? A lot of people don't know, but I don't know if it's still used, but there's a drug in the NFL called, or there's a drug called Toradol. It's a painkiller. And you can take a shot of what I heard, like apparently NFL players, if they'll line up for this shit and it can cause internal bleeding and it can fuck with your heart a little bit, with your blood circulation if you take too much. And it has lasting effects on you. And it was big like back in the day and like I would say back in the day, like 2010 up-ish. I don't know. I have no idea, completely no idea if they use it to this day. They probably do, but you know, a more controlled, healthier way of going about administering the drug. But, you know, nonetheless, like it's still being used in, you know, other pain, in, like some players getting addicted to painkillers, like, you know, opiates and, you know, a bunch of shit like that. And I was watching a few documentaries about, or like mini docs of players like saying what they're going through after the NFL. And that is like, let me just be perfectly clear. I fuck with the NFL. I fuck with the heavy. I pay attention really hard, but that doesn't, I'm not a sheep. I know what the fuck it is. Everybody that you, when you sign up to play football, you know what you're getting yourself into. It's a horrible fucking, it's like, well, it's not a horrible sport, but it can do horrible things to your body. And as long as you're willing to accept that, and if you don't fucking care, then whatever. Like Shannon Sharp, he said it the best. He said, 50 years from now, if my mind and my body start to go, don't feel bad for me. This is exactly what I signed up to do. I signed up to be an NFL player. I loved it. I was one of the best at it. I'm a Hall of Famer. I was able to put my family in a position to have generational wealth. My family and my kids' kids are going to be well off because of the sacrifice that I made. So if at any point in time, like I start to go and I'm not my same old self, do not feel bad for me. And I can admire somebody that's saying that because he knew full well what he was getting himself into. So you can't be mad at something like that. And even if like Shannon Sharp can be, I fucking hate this shit. Why the fuck did I join the NFL? You're still rich. You still did it. Like, I can't be mad at you. It's a life choice. It's a hard lifestyle to live. And I commend everybody that's willing to go through it. You know what I mean? But that doesn't mean that everything that comes out of the NFL is clean, which is why it's so fucking interesting to pay attention to some of this shit. And there was another documentary. I'll put the link to that documentary in the description too. Of concussions and what concussions do to NFL players and what causes CTE and how it progresses. And they got all of these, there's a researcher that got all of these brains and they were examining them. Some of them were like 18, a 16-year-old boy, an 18-year-old boy, and different players of different generations. They operated on these, they were able to like get these players' brains and study them for science so they can understand how CTE works and how Roger Goodell, in the beginning, did everything he could to try to mask some of this shit. But the thing about Roger Goodell that I will say is he was able to admit that he was fighting an uphill battle. You know what I mean? I feel like to the general population, grown men, like 300-pound men running full speed at each other and hitting themselves in the head, of absolutely that's going to cause trauma. Absolutely. Whether it's to your head, your heart, or your chest, your arms, your legs, your knees, your feet, it's going to hurt. You're going to experience the after effects, maybe not now, maybe not today, maybe not 10 years from now, but you're going to pay for that. You don't get off scot-free, at least not all the time. So to watch this documentary and to witness like what the fuck CTE is, and I watched this doc like four times. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. It's so rich with information. It's a bunch of shit that you would never know. And that's why looking into some of this stuff in the NFL that gets covered up is like kind of, it's a little unsettling, but in a good way. It's like when you watch a murder doc, right? It's like, oh my God, this happens? And you can't fucking stay away from it. Look at me all obsessed and shit. But that's where I'm going. That's where I'm being right now. And if I'm being completely honest with you guys, I was thinking about making something a little deeper about this. Maybe a video doc or a word. What is it? What are they called? Video essay about some of the things in the NFL that don't get talked about. I feel like that'd be pretty cool. But, you know, still an idea. It's 2023. I want to try new things. We're going to see. But again, coming back to the original topic, my heart goes out to DeMar Hamlin's family, the whole city of Buffalo, the Buffalo Bills and the Bengals, you know, all of you guys, every football, the sport does not fucking matter over somebody's life. And I'm really happy that they stopped that game. And there was something that came out like the NFL wanted to give both teams 5 minutes to recuperate. Fuck no, no, no. You have to cancel that game. The guy almost died on the field. Come on, man. You can lose money. Who gives a fuck? It's his life. God damn it. He dedicated his life to this shit. And for that to happen on national television, fuck that fucking game. I'm really happy that they cut it off. And I'm praying for him. I really, really am. I don't pray for a lot of people, but he's one of them. Spitting fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Purple Room Recordings, episode 120-some. It's good to be back again. New shit coming out. Thank you guys for kicking it with me and rocking with me and being here. You don't know how much it means to me, especially because like sometimes I struggle with like finding motivation to do things. Again, like it all ties back into me like taking a break and then coming back and then implementing what I thought about during that break and coming back. So it's really cool that you guys are still here and still like really fucking solid for me, because I feel like I'm not a perfect host sometimes. So new things coming, new things coming, old things going. Stay down, stay for the cause. Don't let anybody in this fucking world tell you that you can't do nothing, because you can do it all, baby. And that's all I gotta say.